Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Thinks Out Loud. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, October 16th. And of course, this is your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Thanks so much for tuning in again. It is always, always great to have you here. And my gosh, there's a lot to talk about. It has been a crazy week. Just a ton of stuff going on. And to start off, we're actually going to take a look back. A couple of months ago, I did a show called E-commerce Retail. It's Just Shopping. And this is something I have talked about for a very, very, very long time, that when you talk about e-commerce in the age of mobile and in an age of social and in an age of local marketing, in an age of local marketing, there really just isn't that big a difference between what we think of as e-commerce and what we think of as commerce. You know, online and offline are more a question of context than they are of intent or the activities that your customers can do. Because we know they can search anytime, anywhere. We know that they can interact with their friends and family and fans and followers anytime and anywhere. And so really the distinction between an e-commerce activity and a commerce activity, between online shopping and just shopping, is really one that we enforce for our own product interests or our pricing interests or our organizational interests, right? We have people who are functionally online marketers versus offline marketers, more because of the skill sets they've developed over the course of their careers than because of the fact that the activities are so dramatically different. They really just aren't. And increasingly, that's becoming more and more the case. So just today, Mashable had an article showing that Mondelez, which is a big food products company, they were part of Kraft or Nabisco or one of those before they all spun off, and I don't recall specifically which brands they are, but they're huge, right? Mondelez is a big, big, big CPG company, consumer product good company, that dominate, you know, grocery store shelves kind of stuff. And they're planning to introduce what they call smart shelves in stores within the next couple of years. And what these really entail is that as customers go down the aisles of stores, these shelves will offer promotions based on what the shelves identify about people. So these could be triggered based on, you know, information they know about you in your mobile phone. It could be things you've signed up for offers for from the store, but it will actually promote intelligent offers based on what they know about you and what they know about your activities and what they know about your demographics information. I would expect largely based on opt-in criteria, and we'll come to that in a few minutes. But the idea being that these are going to be far more intelligent shelves than we've ever seen before. These are going to be far more intelligent offerings than we're accustomed to. And anybody who's seen the movie Minority Report, there's a scene where he's wearing a false eye, effectively. You don't want to go there. And the billboards and the like identify Tom Cruise's character as the other character and are showing him ads based on who he is at the immediate moment. So they're really, really, really going to be very interesting and very targeted marketing offers, very targeted offers. Businessweek has a great piece this week that talks about something we've talked about here. I actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about how Apple's secret retail weapon is already in your pocket, and that's the iBeacon. Now, iBeacon is similar to NFC, but different. It is what's called Bluetooth Low Energy, so it uses the same technology you might use to connect headsets or Bluetooth speakers or things like that to your phone. but doesn't require near so much energy, and can be used again to target information and offers to you. So, I mean, this is going to be really, really critical in terms of understanding who customers are and understanding what are the right kinds of offers to provide them. So again, this distinction between e-commerce and offline and things like that becomes far less clear because we're talking about segmented, targeted offers based on information we know. Now, normally we think about these sorts of things like retargeting and everything online because of cookies. And I've said this before, but you know, what it's becoming true is that the consumer is the cookie. You, if you're listening to this and you buy things, which I bet you do, even if you're a business person, I suspect you buy things every day. You are the cookie. Your phone is, or other, you know, whether it's wearable computing or things like that, all will play a role in this. And All Things D talks today how Facebook just bought a company called Anovo, that's all about mobile app analytics. And it's tracking this data and understanding this data to put the right offer in front of the right customer at the right time. So if we talk about who we've looked at right here, we've already talked about Apple. We've talked about large companies. We've talked about Walmart. We're talking about Walmart because of Mondelez. We're talking about Facebook. You know, it's a lot of the same players that we talk about in the AgFam set that you've heard me talk about many times before. Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. These folks really want to know many, many, many things about you. And a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I wrote a post called Mobile Makes E-Commerce Even More Frictionless. When you think about mobile payments, when you think about iBeacon, when you think about NFC, when you think about the way all of these pieces interact, you're going to know an immense amount about your customers and make it very simple for them to transact, whether it's in your stores or whether it's quote-unquote online. But remember, there's no difference now. The key point is that you understand the context your customer is in, you understand what their needs are, and you support those needs, whether they're in a store or whether they're offline or online or on their mobile device or looking local or engaging socially through reviews or things along those lines. It becomes incredibly important to understand their needs and address the right things to them at that particular point. So that brings up the fact that you need to be able to track this more effectively, and you need to be able to ask the right questions more effectively. I wrote a piece just yesterday that asked whether, you know, how do you know whether your social or mobile marketing is working? And the point of it is that as you budget for your activities, right? Many people are in budget season right now, planning for what they're going to do in 2014. And as I said in the piece, almost everybody I talk to has got a wealth of tremendous ideas for how to interact with their customers. You guys are really smart. You're good at what you do. What you struggle with, what many people struggle with, is knowing what's working. And a lot of the reason that occurs is because when you're putting your budget together, you need to make sure you're budgeting for how are we going to measure this? And not just with tools, but do we have the right resources? Do we have the people who know how to get the right data out of these systems to answer the questions about what's working? You know, in that post I just referenced, this group Thompson Hotels actually has seen that people who engage with them on social media spend 30% more than those who don't. Now, that's an amazing finding. And for people who say, well, we're not getting any benefit out of our social, I suspect it's less about whether or not social is working and more about whether or not you're asking the right questions, whether or not you actually are able to pull the data out of whether it's Google Analytics or whether it's Kissmetrics or whether it's any of these other systems, you know, Adobe Site Catalyst, whatever it is that you may be using. that you're struggling to ask the right questions frequently because a lot of people don't budget for that. So as you're putting your budgeting together and as you're going to put more focus on mobile and on social and on local, eMarketer's got a bunch of stats that shows how many people are spending more money on mobile and video and other things across industries. The one that I'll link to today talks about the travel industry, but it's true across industries. You also need to budget for how are we going to track this. Now, of course, when you do this, you know, anytime we talk about tracking people, particularly if we talk about their activity, your customers' activities in your stores, or things where you can connect online and offline data, you must be concerned about your customers' privacy and the secrecy and the safety of their data. It's critical. I mean, I've said a number of times on this show, you know, I don't want to talk about the whole Edward Snowden and NSA thing and all of that sort of thing, because that's not what we do here, right? But we have to be conscious of the fact that consumers care about this, and they should, and rightfully so. And, you know, I've talked about this in the past about how can your customers be sure they can trust you? And the best way they can trust you is if you actually care about their privacy, if you actually treat them the way that you would want to be treated as a customer, or more appropriately, the way you'd want your kids' information to be treated. And if you don't have kids, think about your nieces or your nephews or your friends' kids or people like that. Think about the person you love most in the world and the way you want to protect them. And you need to do the same for your customers' data. It's their information. It's their data. You want to keep it safe. And you want to make yourself trustworthy because you actually are trustworthy. Not because you have a privacy policy. Not because you have something that suggests you're going to do the right thing. But because your behaviors show that you do the right thing. Again and again and again. Because at the end of the day, it really is all about the customer and what the customer wants and what the customer needs. And in this world where they can move from online to offline so readily and so simply, where they can change their mind about from whom they're going to buy while they're standing in your store because they're carrying a mobile device with them, they're going to do what they do, what they're going to interact with whom they want to interact with. And so much of that is going to be based on trust. So much of that is going to be based on, do they feel comfortable interacting with you? So protect your customers' information because it's the right thing to do. And also protect it out of a sense of enlightened self-interest. Because if they can't trust you, they're going to buy from somebody else. And if you're worried about showrooming, or you're worried about people coming into your stores and comparing prices or things like that, or just using your website to compare prices or find a better deal somewhere else or any of those kinds of things, ask yourself, why is it that people don't want to buy from me? And I bet it's not just price. If it is, you're not doing a good enough job of explaining the value you provide beyond just price. And often it is, can I trust this person? Can I trust this business to do the right thing by me? And that's why so much of this matters. That's why you got to pay attention to it. So looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I just love the fact that you tune in. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast at, you can go to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribe there. You can do it on iTunes by searching for Tim Peter Thinks or Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or Thinks Out Loud. You can find me on Stitcher or any of your favorite podcatchers and subscribe there. And as ever, if you have comments or questions or concerns or thoughts or anything you want to share with me, please do send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, and I hope that you'll be right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.